So I want to make sure as governor that we are doing all that we can to support our first responders, that we are supporting local fire services as much as we can. For that purpose, today I'm announcing that I'm making $1.2 million in state funding available for Fall River to hire more emergency response personnel. I've instructed my team to expedite the release of funds in the Municipal Public Safety Staffing Program. This $5.7 million in funding for that program is for police and fire. It will be open to all 10 eligible communities, which in addition to Fall River include Brockton, Framingham, Haverhill, Lawrence, Lowell, Lynn, Malden, Newton, and Somerville. I want to thank in particular Chair Mike Rodericks for his continued leadership on this front, and to the legislature for making available and appropriating these important funds for fire and first responder personnel. Thank you very much, Chair Rodericks. Thank you to the legislature. My job as governor is to make sure that money gets out the door and gets out very quickly. We're expediting this in light of the tragedy, again, with significant funding going to Fall River, as well as going to 9 other communities that are eligible by law. I also want to provide an update on what we are doing to ensure safety at all of our assisted living facilities across Massachusetts. Beginning yesterday, we launched a statewide fire and life safety initiative. These are steps to ensure that all 273 assisted living facilities in the state are prepared to prevent fires and protect residents during emergencies. Here are some of the things that we are requiring. Under the leadership of Secretary Lipson, each facility must provide detailed information demonstrating compliance with fire safety requirements, including sprinkler systems, evacuation protocols, fire-rated doors and walls, emergency preparedness plans, and more. Each facility must issue a letter to all residents and family members of those residents within 5 business days outlining fire safety protocols, evacuation procedures, and key points of contact for questions or concerns. I have directed Secretary Lipson and her team to identify additional regulations that could further protect residents in assisted living. And some of the important briefing we had from Fall River officials today was very helpful in the formulation of potential recommendations and regulations. This work builds on progress of the Assisted Living Residences Commission, established by the long-term care legislation that I signed last year. Again, my thanks to the legislature for bringing that forward and for prioritizing these issues.